Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the Clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
All right, our guy, Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Thanks for coming on, buddy. How are you?
Rocky V is such a terrible movie. Like, it should just be stricken from the records of history.
Rocky Balboa was made to make up for Rocky V, and I thought Rocky Balboa was a fine way to end that series.
Yes, I did too. I was excited because, you know, right as the rain started and thwarted my plans to go for a bike ride, flipped on the TV, Rocky IV was on. Like, oh, great, you know, a midweek Rocky marathon. But the downside is, as great as Rocky IV is, if it's a marathon, you know, Rocky V is coming next. So, yeah. That's my observation of the day, Steven.
Yeah, Tommy Morrison. Let's talk a little bit about this Brewers team. They've won 8 games in a row. Earlier in the show, Drew Wagner, we asked, what aspect of this win streak do you think is sustainable for this team for the rest of the season? My vote went towards the defense. What about you?
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think the defense, I think the pitching, offense is always fickle, unless you are just a superstar laden team. And even those teams go into cold spells. You win with pitching and defense, and that's kind of the Brewers' blueprint. They are an elite defensive team. Now, they haven't shown it the entire year, but now it's starting to come around. They're starting to revert the form and play the way defensively you expected them to. I think, yeah, without a doubt, that's the most sustainable, because it's also the most controllable aspect of the game.
This Brewers offense over the course of this winning streak is averaging over 6 runs per game, which is definitely not sustainable. At the end of the day, where does that number need to be in your mind, Mr. Wagner, in order for this Brewers team to get back to the postseason?
Well, I think that runs per game number is a little bit warped right now because of that 17-run
for sure
explosion. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, they haven't exactly been running up the score every game of this streak. They've just been basically, Tommy and I talked about some leadoff here. When this team scores 4 runs or more, they are really hard to beat. When they can't cross that 4-run threshold, it's really hard for them to win games. So no, you know, averaging 6 runs a game, probably not sustainable for this offense. But this is an offense that can easily put up 4 a game and should be putting up 4 a game. And I think as long as they stick to what works for them and don't go up there trying to slug the cover off the ball, I think the offense can be sustainable. It won't be to the effect that you've seen this last week where everyone is just crushing it because it depends on how your swing is one day, what kind of pitcher you're facing, what pitcher you're facing. There's a lot that goes into it. But I think the basic tenets of the Brewers' offense are something that can be sustainable.
Andrew Widener, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, presented to you by Focus Baseball, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Charlie Usen, other side of the glass. I was kicking back. I was thinking about this the other day. Everybody being critical kind of Churio's struggles. I being critical of Pat Murphy, him bringing up the stupid walk thing as a big deal, and all of that stuff. But then I really started to think about this, and I said last year, when he started off slow, well, you know what? This is okay. Because every time he started off at a new level, he started off slow, and then he figures it out, and he goes. Maybe this dude is just a perennial slow starter, and maybe this is something that's just going to be a thing during his career.
I won't go so much as to say he's a slow starter. I think what it is pitchers have adjusted to him. The game plan has adjusted to him. And that's been something he's had to deal with during his fire rocket way up the minor league ladder. And I've talked about this before. The thing that has gotten Jackson Churio to this level this quickly is not his bat. It's not his speed. It's not his glove. It's the fact that he has been able to make counter adjustments every time the league catches up to him. And we saw that last year. He got off to a really good start. That first week or two, he was lights out, and then pitchers started to adjust to what he was able to do. They started to pitch him a little bit tougher. It took him some time to figure it out. It took him a benching to figure it out, but he figures it out. That's what makes him so good, his ability to make adjustments. When guys change things up on him, he stinks at it for a little bit, but he learns from it, and he figures it out quickly.
Let's talk about Christian Yelich. This power search that he's on right now is amazing. I'm a big fan of it. I have, I don't want to say if I've hired my expectations necessarily, but when we talk about Yelich, is it fair to say, okay, he's at like 13 home runs right now. Is it fair to look at this and go, he's going to hit 30 home runs and he probably should drive in 80 or 90 runs?
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. You know, 25, 30 home runs. If he's doing that, if he hits 20 and drives in 80, they're in pretty good shape. I think anything above that is kind of a bonus right now. Because, again, power is fickle. Offense is fickle. You can go into a cold drought where you're hitting, but you're not hitting for power. I'm impressed with what Christian Yelich has been able to do, because it would have been really easy for him to just get in his own head when his batting average was 175 and start just disassembling his swing and starting over and, you know, throwing everything out the window and scrapping it. He didn't. He stuck with it. He stuck with his approach. He was confident that eventually things were going to turn around, and they are. Now, is he going to continue at this pace for the rest of the season? Probably not. But the fact that he's able...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild... All the weird.
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Able to do this and carry the team for a while is a good thing.
But this is the thing. I don't know who else has looked at this or talked about this. Maybe Tommy Wirtz has been all over it. Christian Yelich is hitting 233, guys. 233, okay? 13 home runs. Christian Yelich on the road is hitting 282 with 9 home runs, meaning he's only hit 4 at home at this point, with a 282 batting average and an on-base percentage of 357 with 25 of his 40 RBIs on the road this season. He's got to figure out how to hit at American Family Field. I mean, that is a huge difference.
Yeah, and I think that'll come. I mean, we know. I mean, this yard's been around now for 25, however many years. And we know that when the roof starts opening up, the panels start opening up, you get the wind, you get the hot air, the ball flies out of there like a bandbox. And I have to go and look at what the numbers are, breaking them down over the years. But I'm willing to bet, with the exception of April 2019, where, I mean, you could throw a ball a mile away and he'd hit it out of the park. I'm going to guess a lot of guys have lower numbers at that ballpark early in the season. A lot of that damage starts to come in the summer when it gets hotter, and we've seen that over the years.
One note here on the minor leagues. We have Brandon Woodruff making a rehab start for the Nashville Sounds. And looky here, Jefferson Cuera, one of the Brewers' top prospect catchers who was in Nashville last year, has been activated off the minor league IL and will catch him in said game for the Sounds tonight. Two big pieces of news for the Brewers right now.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool thing. If you've got the MLB TV package, you can watch Brewers minor league games. Otherwise, you can catch Jeff Hem's call of Sounds games online. I'm sure the link is on Twitter. I mean, Carroll, listen, Woody aside, we'll get to that in a second. Jefferson Carroll is the real deal. I mean, they have been fawning over this guy for years, and he would probably be in the big leagues were it not for that gruesome shoulder injury last year. I mean, this guy is so respected in the organization that when he went out to a backfield to throw to bases for the first time, just to throw, not a workout, not a scrimmage, just drilled to throw to bases. I mean, you had half the roster out there watching him,
really?
In the entire front office. Like, this guy is loved by his teammates. He's loved by the organization. I mean, his skill set is second to none. We've talked so much about Jackson Churio and Jesus Mate and all those guys that are down there. This dude has kind of gotten lost in the shuffle because of the injury. He is really good. And the fact that he's finally getting out there back behind the plate, that's a huge positive step for this guy. Now, the other end of it, Woody, assuming this is his last start, basically they're just trying to make sure that ankle's okay. He gets through that. You look at the calendar and kind of figure maybe buy tickets for the game Monday because, you know, he's finally going to be back and couldn't come at a better time. You know, that's another jolt. When you're a team that's riding a string of momentum right now, getting another jolt like that only adds to it.
So for people that haven't seen Jefferson Cuero play one way or the other, like, how comparable is he to what William Contreras does? Because Charlie and I were just looking at this the other day. I mean, they got Contreras under control for another couple more years. So if they don't move Contreras, Cuero's going to be sitting down there for like 3 years.
Cuero's going to be up here sooner rather than later. And they may ease him into it, you know, in a backup role. And who knows, maybe he comes up here and he goes on a tear and you can move Contreras. On Contreras for a second, I see this on Twitter all the time, all the extend Contreras talk. Listen, just based on talking to him in spring training, it doesn't even sound like that's something that he's interested.
Agreed.
He knows how good he is. He knows he's going to get paid.
Yep.
I think he's already dead set on hitting the market in a couple years.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Brewers wanted to do some type of an extension or are interested in it, and I don't think him and his agent are.
Yeah, and that's how it goes sometimes. And it's not a knock on the organization. It's not a knock on Nazio. It just some players want to go out and do that, and that's just how it is. So I know we're going to hear that chatter more and more, but let's just keep that in perspective. That said, how did it compare him? It's hard because the metrics aren't really out there for measuring catchers' defensive abilities. I mean, there's some, but they're not great. This kid is a defensive wizard behind the plate. and he's got a bat to go with it. And the bat definitely needs some work. I mean, he's still kind of young and still kind of inexperienced, but he's a much better rounded version of William Contreras, I think is the best way to put it.
That has to get you excited as a Brewer fan right now. You don't worry as much about trading William Contreras after hearing what Mr. Wagner has to say there. Forbes Sports Brewers writer, presented by Focus Baseball. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Thoughts on tonight's game, Peralta versus Hunter Green? I said yesterday, I think today is where the winning streak ends. What say you?
Yeah, it's always tough. I mean, you never know what you're going to get with Peralta. We're starting to see that old Peralta come back in where he struggles with pitch counts. So, I mean, I hope they keep winning, not because I have a rooting interest in the team, but I just want free burgers. But, you know, that's just me. What I'm more concerned about, Sparky, is this might be the first time in the 20-some years that you and I have known each other that we've had a conversation about the Brewers or anything in which you didn't have any kind of complaint. Are you okay?
I'm really tired, but other than that, I'm okay. Yeah, yep. Other than that, I'm fine.
You almost seem positive.
A game winning streak. Was there? What? I mean, I don't know what really everybody wants to nitpick at about an 8-game winning streak. They're playing really well right now. Defensively, they're playing much better than they did in April because they were horrible. Offensively, your two best players are starting to look like two of your better players. And Yelich and Churios, so you have to be happy about that. Joey Ortiz is horrible, but even he is getting on base via the walk and is able to get on base and do something at this point. Caleb Durbin has shown some clutch. He's hitting.
No, I was going to say, it's usually a precursor. That's like the first thing, the first sign of a player starting to turn around when he starts taking those walks, because now he's seeing ball strike better.
Exactly.
And that gives you better pitch recognition. And once you get that, all right, then it's all about making better contact. So, yeah, you know, that's the first step in it. And you mentioned Caleb Durbin. Like, this kid's hitting the cover off the ball, and it's not really getting a lot of play because of the way that Yelich is hitting and Churio's hitting. But, man, Caleb Durbin's making a lot of people look silly right now.
Should have been the starting second baseman. Terang should have been at short. They should have got a veteran third baseman. I said it all offseason, and they just do it their way. He is Andrew Wagner. Thank you so much for coming on, my friend. We will do this again coming up on Friday. You will be on with Mr. Tommy Wirtz coming up between 5 and 6 with the leadoff show powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook here on The Fan. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Take care.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.